Lost on Earth, written by Cordelia Delane, read by Raven. Damned rain, damn mud, damn everything. The laughter that Kirk, even if he had said so himself, had been valiantly attempting to keep from escaping, now erupted. "Oh, come on, Bones," Kirk said, holding onto his side. "You have to see the funny side." McCoy's glare could have struck down a lesser man. Kirk just ignored it. "There is no funny side. Can't you see that? We're trapped. On Earth. God knows how many decades into the past." He stopped abruptly as a figure appeared out of the gloom, wearing a pointed hat and a long purple cloak that had clearly seen better days, and carrying a stick in his hand. "Hi," Kirk said with a smile and friendly wave. The oddly dressed man disappeared in a poof of smoke.
What just happened?" McCoy asked.
Kirk reached for his phaser. "Beats me. Earth shouldn't have had that kind of transporter technology yet." He scanned the horizon and tried to listen out for other signs of life, but the heavy rain beating down on the trees around them was drowning out all other noise.
"Let's get what we need and go," McCoy whispered into the shell of Kirk's ear.
Kirk kept from jumping at the suddenness of McCoy's body pressed against his back, just, and allowed himself to lean back against him for a fleeting moment.
"Good idea," Kirk replied. "And while we wait for rescue, we should get out of these wet clothes."
"That's an even better idea," McCoy acknowledged, a smile finally lighting up his face. Maybe getting drenched and lost in time had an upside after all. The end. Thank you for listening.